Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Thursday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. It is a picks day on the show today. Pick five in NFL and college football. We'll also get to our five player props that we like upcoming in week 11 of the NFL. We're going to have Matt Horner join us later on in the show. Caroline Fenton stopping by here. We'll get to her in moments as well to break down week 12 in college football. We'll also give out our favorite bets of the day. We got a great Thursday night football game tonight between the Commanders and the Eagles. Got a best bet in that one. Also a best bet in the NBA tonight as well. Any questions, comments that you guys have for us, go to twitch.tv/BetQL and YouTube/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session, let's get rolling on a Thursday. We go to the Glasser guest line, check in Caroline Fenton. You can give her a follow on X at Caroline Fenton 1. Does great work for Yahoo Sports and SiriusXM College Radio as well. All right, Caroline, let's start with the game of the week in Athens. And Georgia, this is a must win. If Georgia loses, they're probably out of the college football playoff. Tennessee can pretty much solidify their spot in the playoff with a big win against the Bulldogs. This spread just keeps on going up. Georgia now 10-point favorites at BetMGM. Do you feel like that's too many, or do you think Georgia is going to blow out Tennessee on Saturday?
I feel like that is way too many. Like, am I missing something here? I keep going over and over and over it because I'm like, surely I am not smarter than Vegas. Surely I do not know something that Vegas doesn't know. Yet the spread has stuck right around 9.5, 10, 10.5. So I think that Tennessee with the points is the easiest and most obvious bet of the week, which is a little bit concerning. It's a little bit of a red flag to me. But Georgia's offense has not been nearly as explosive as a 10-point spread would be against the, number 6, number 7 team in the country in Tennessee. Tennessee has not given up more than 20 points in a single game all season long. So why am I supposed to believe that a Georgia offense that struggles to protect the quarterback, that can't take care of the football, and runs the ball for about, 3 yards per carry? They have the 104th ranked run offense, in all of college football. I'm supposed to believe that that team against this Tennessee defense is going to be able to cover a 10-point spread? No, absolutely not. I do think that the availability of Nico Iamaleava, Tennessee's quarterback, is in play here. Josh Heupel spoke with the media earlier this week and said they felt really optimistic about his availability. Tennessee came out with an injury report last night that listed Nico as questionable with a concussion. Concussions are so tricky. Like, you know, it can feel great one day, wake up the next day, and you're suffering a setback. There's no set timeline there. I would say, based off of, no insight or no intel, I just feel like Nico is going to play, because after a big hit against Mississippi State, he finished out the first half. He just didn't come back out in the second half. So I think that Nico Iamaleava is going to play. But even if he doesn't, Dylan Sampson has been such a reliable and such an explosive running back for Tennessee. He has single-handedly, maybe single-handedly is a little bit dramatic, he has carried a brunt of this load offensively for Tennessee as Nico starts to figure things out in the passing game and as he started to get a little bit more comfortable with some of the deep balls. This is a Georgia secondary that you can pick apart with the deep ball, and Nico Bialiava has been hitting those more and more as of late. He looks so much more confident and comfortable with that against Mississippi State and in the second half against Alabama. So everything here, Georgia's offensive inconsistencies, the fact that Georgia's defense hasn't been playing up to the caliber of defense that we have seen that they can play. We saw it against Texas. They don't play at that high of a level defensively on a consistent basis. Tennessee's run game and Tennessee's defense, all of this points to a Tennessee cover. Now, if I have to pick a winner in this game, I do lean Georgia for two reasons. One, you're in Athens, and Tennessee historically under Josh Heupel doesn't play as well away from Neyland Stadium as they do at home. The second thing is, Kirby Smart hasn't lost back-to-back games since 2016 in his first year at Georgia. Like, the Kirby Smart benefit of the doubt is still very much so in play here. I don't see this team losing back-to-back games and missing out on an opportunity to get to the college football playoff, but I think that Tennessee has a really good shot, and I think an even better shot, at least, at keeping this within 10 points.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Carson Beck obviously struggled much of the season. Going to need a big game out of him on Saturday. Caroline, what about your LSU Tigers? They're trying to bounce back after that performance against Alabama. They're at the Swamp this week, taking on Florida. DJ Lagway, his status is also up in the air for the Gators. LSU favored by 4. Do you think the Tigers should be on upset alert this week?
Of course they should. Oh, they absolutely should be on upset alert. And I promise that this is not a fan pick. I promise this is not a heart pick. This is just a really bad matchup for LSU and LSU's run defense. The biggest question in this matchup, very similar to this Tennessee-Georgia matchup, is the availability and the health of Florida quarterback DJ Lagway. If DJ Lagway is good enough to go, my question is, okay, where is he at? Is he 75%? Is he 90%? Because if DJ Lagway is closer to 100% than not, then I am terrified of what he can do with his legs against this LSU run defense. LSU hasn't been able to stop a mobile quarterback all season long. They gave up 2 rushing touchdowns to Lenora Sellers early in the season. They gave up 3 to Marcel Reed in just a half against Texas A&M. And then obviously they gave up about 70 billion yards to Jalen Milroe this past week. If DJ Lagway's hamstring is healthy enough to let himself run all over the field, LSU's run defense will allow him to do that. So if DJ Lagway can do that, I would take Florida to cover absolutely, especially in a tough place to play in the Swamp.
I totally agree with you. That's been my handicap all week too. LSU struggling against running quarterbacks. If Lagway goes, that's going to be a bad matchup for LSU's defense. Caroline, I'll give you an either or because we got 2 top 5 teams on the road this week laying 2 touchdowns. We got Texas in Fayetteville taking on Arkansas, and we got Oregon going to Camp Randall to take on Wisconsin. Which of those favorites do you think is in for more of a game? Texas against the Hogs or Oregon against the Badgers?
I think it's Texas against the Hogs, and that's for a couple of reasons. I haven't seen Texas be, you know, challenged very much so far this season. Any team that they played at the time that was ranked is now no longer ranked. They went to the Big House, took on Michigan. Michigan's not a very intimidating football team. They took on Oklahoma in Dallas in the Red River rivalry. Well, Oklahoma has only won 1 SEC game and has found a way to lose a whole lot of the games on their schedule. They've played Mississippi State in the one big tough test on Texas's schedule, Georgia at home. They lost, and they didn't look very good in the process. So I think it's the lack of being battle-tested from Texas and the slow starts that we've seen Texas and really Quinn Ewers specifically suffer. So Arkansas's defense has proven that it can be a really intimidating unit. I look at Landon Jackson up front, a linebacker that has made the lives of opposing quarterbacks really, really difficult. So I think that if Arkansas can force Texas into a slow start, possibly even force a couple of turnovers early, which Quinn Ewers has done early in games a handful of times this past this one, just because pound for pound, you know, position by position, Texas just has more talent and Texas just has way more depth. I have some questions about the offensive line, but they've got three or four guys that they feel really comfortable in running the rock. Their wide receiver room is just as deep as any other wide receiver room in the country. So I like Texas to win this one, but I think that Arkansas, a team that's playing for bowl eligibility, a team that I think knows what's at stake if they don't win this game and if they don't win at least a couple of games coming down the stretch, this Arkansas team is going to be fired up to take on a former Big 8 opponent.
Caroline, in 30 seconds, who do you think is going to win the Big 12 this year? Is it going to be BYU, Colorado, or is it going to be somebody else?
I think it's going to be Colorado. I'm looking at BYU, been potentially on upset alert against Kansas this weekend, and I really like how Colorado has gotten better week over week. I love the story of BYU this season. I think they have a whole lot of talent. I think even if BYU does win out and loses to Colorado in the Big 12 title game, there is still a very strong resume with two ranked wins against SMU and against Kansas State. But I've loved what I've seen from Colorado and the way that their offense has evolved week over week and just how explosive that offense truly can be.
If it wasn't for Kirk Cignetti, I think you can make a case that maybe Dion could be coach of the year. Kalani Sitake for BYU certainly in that conversation as well. Caroline Fenton joining us here on Send It In. Give her a follow on X at @CarolineFenton1. Great work for Yahoo Sports and SiriusXM College as well, joining us every other Thursday here on Send It In. Caroline, always appreciate the time. Enjoy week 12. We'll catch up again soon.
Appreciate y'all. Talk
soon. Absolutely. Yep. Thanks again, Caroline Fenton, for joining us on Send It In. A couple of questions coming in from the chat. We got DRUP06. I'm going AJ Brown to score tonight. I love that, DRUP. We're going to get to some picks later on in the game. There's an anytime touchdown I like, but I like your AJ Brown play. Hey, PJ from B Mills. Tonight, I love Jaden Daniels over 30.5 pass attempts. He's gone over in any game Commanders haven't dominated, and I think this one will be close tonight. Might even play alternates. I like that as well. Washington, it's going to be interesting to see what they look like. Obviously, this is the first time this young group has played on a Thursday night. Short week, on the road. You would think they're going to try and establish that run early to try and keep Philadelphia on the sideline. Philly's defense, very quietly, has been awesome for the last couple months. But I like your look over 30.5 pass attempts. I do think Philly's going to be up most of this game, and that game script would lead towards Jalen throwing the ball quite a bit. As for the PJ Pick 5 in college football, favorite bet for week 12 is going to be Tennessee team total under 19.5 points against Georgia. We've talked about this one all week. Caroline was just talking about it. Nico is kind of up in the air whether or not he's going to play on Saturday. Quite frankly, I really don't think it makes too much of a difference. Obviously, Nico being out there would be better than the backup. But Nico just has been very inconsistent this season. He's missed a ton of throws. He hasn't quite developed like we all thought he would coming into the season. And just what a brutal spot. I mean, as Caroline was saying, Kirby and Georgia haven't lost back-to-back games since 2016. They're coming off a terrible performance against Ole Miss. This is a desperate game for them. They have to win this game. We've already seen in the SEC so far, teams like Bama, teams like Ole Miss, when they have must-win games, two losses, they got to take care of business. Both of those teams have. Well, now Georgia falls into that slot this week. I think their defense shows up. As long as Carson Beck doesn't throw two or three interceptions to set up a short field for Tennessee, I think we're going to be all right. We'll cash that team total under 19.5. I also like Colorado minus 11.5 against Utah. I just think this is a terrible spot for Utah. This is really all about a fade of the Utes. Coming out of the bye week, it's been a disappointing season for Utah. In the preseason, they were picked to win the Big 12. Cam Rising just hasn't been able to get healthy this season. Defense hasn't been as good as what we're normally seeing with Kyle Whittingham and Utah teams. But last week was their Super Bowl against BYU. That's a rivalry game. It's in-state. BYU was undefeated. You had them at home. And, I mean, Utah had that game. It was a 4th-and-10, kind of a questionable flag. Kept the drive alive for BYU. They'd go down and kick the game-winning field goal. You've seen Utah's athletic director and the head coach and all these people come out and talk about what a disgrace it is. I just don't think they've quite moved on from last week. And meanwhile, you got a Colorado team that's coming in red hot. Everything's in front of them. They win out. They make the college football playoff. This line opened 9.5. It's up to 11.5. I think it's moving up for good reason. I like the Buffs to roll against Utah on Saturday. I also like Florida plus the 4.5 against LSU. Caroline was talking about it. I agree with her. I think the handicap's pretty simple. If DJ Lagway plays like I think he will, LSU has not shown the ability to stop running quarterbacks this year. They struggled against Marcel Reed of A&M. Jalen Milroe absolutely annihilated them last Saturday. And Lagway's a good athlete. And even though if he does play, he won't be 100%, Billy Napier teams are built to run the football. Florida's defense has been very underrated this season, and this is still the Swamp. It's still a tough place to play. Also a very underrated, important game for Florida. They got four wins right now. Next week, they have Ole Miss, and then the week after, they have Florida State. They're probably going to lose to Ole Miss. They're probably going to beat Florida State. So this is really the game that can determine if Billy Napier and Florida can make a bowl game. And with how brutal their schedule was this year and how the season started out against Miami, for Napier and Florida to make a bowl, that'd be a big deal. I like Florida plus the points. I also like Cal -8 against Syracuse. We've talked about this all year with obviously the expansion of these conferences. Anytime you get this cross-country trips, it's always brutal. Also, just the matchups. The X's and O's are not good for Syracuse in this game. They want to throw the ball with Kyle McCord. Cal has one of the best secondaries in the ACC. And Cal's also one of those teams that's very underrated. Don't look at their record at 5-4 and 1-4 in conference play. Look at the box scores and how many of these games they really should have won. They're 1-4 in ACC play. All four of those losses have been decided by a total of 9 points. They very easily could be undefeated right now in ACC play. I think they're a much better team than Syracuse, who's really started to regress here in the second half of the season. I like Cal -8. And then finally, give me BYU on the money line against Kansas. Now, this is probably the stinkiest line of the week. You have BYU, the number 6 team in the country, at home, going up against unranked Kansas, and they're only laying 2.5 points. Every year in college football, though, we see one of these teams that are kind of like the team of destiny in the regular season. You see weird spreads with them throughout the year. They cover a lot of them, and they just find ways to win these games, and that is what BYU has done all season. Kansas has played everybody close this year, and they haven't been able to find ways to win this game, while BYU has just found ways to win every one of their games. So I understand why the line is what it is, but I'm just going to continue to roll with BYU. I think they find another way to win. I'll take the Cougs on the money line against the Jayhawks. All right, let's go to the PJ Pick 5 now in the NFL. Favorite bet of the week in the NFL is going to be the Ravens and the Steelers under 48.5. Now, this total has gone up 3 points since it opened late Sunday night. It was at 45.5, and now as we sit here on Thursday afternoon, it's at 48.5. Now, it makes sense it's gone up because the Ravens are 9-1 to the over this season. They're the perfect over team. They have one of the best offenses in football, if not the best, and their defense has not been very good, especially their secondary. Then on the other side, Russell Wilson, ever since he's become the starter for Pittsburgh, their offenses look great. At the end of the day, though, this is still Ravens and Steelers, and these games are usually played in the low 20s. They're usually 23-20, 21-17, 19-16, somewhere in that neighborhood. The last 7 meetings between the Ravens and the Steelers haven't even eclipsed a total of 40 points, and we're getting 48.5 in this rivalry game. Now, I know the Ravens' offense and Lamar, this is the best he's ever looked, and I know their defense is not what we're accustomed to seeing out of Ravens' defenses, but the familiarity with Harbaugh and Tomlin and these two teams and the way these games seemingly always tend to go, I just think it's a really good spot for the under. For this line to open at 45.5 and go up to 48.5, I just think it's too much. I'll take the under in Ravens and Steelers. Also love the Bengals on the money line against the Chargers. I've been talking about this game all week. These teams are pretty much the same. Chargers are 6-3 this year. Bengals are 4-6. But look at who both teams have beaten. The Bengals have beaten the Panthers, the Giants, the Raiders. They're beating up on bad teams. The Chargers, it's the same thing. The Titans, the Saints, the Raiders. If the Chargers are favored, they win and cover those games. If the Bengals play a bad team, they win and cover those games. When these two teams have to go up against teams with a winning record, playoff teams, that's when they fall short. The difference is Cincinnati should have won a bunch of those games. They should have beaten Baltimore both times. They should have beaten Kansas City earlier in the year. And I love the desperation mode. Now that we're at this point in the NFL, you can really start to find spots and games for certain teams that are desperation, where they absolutely need to have that game. Just look at Miami on Monday night against the Rams, right? Dolphins have a slim chance of making the playoffs, but any chance they do have, they had to win that game against the Rams on Monday night, and they showed up in a big way. I expect the same thing for Cincinnati. The Bengals know they're not winning their division. They have to win this game against the Chargers, one of the teams they'll be battling in that AFC wild card race. So I like Cincinnati on the money line against the Chargers. I also like Seattle plus 6.5 against the 49ers. You got a Seahawks team coming off a bye. They're fresh. They're well rested. The way this rivalry game tends to go also is the road team tends to usually play better at the other team's building. San Francisco always plays well in Seattle and vice versa. Seattle usually plays the Niners pretty tough in San Francisco as well. San Francisco's struggled so far in some of their divisional games. They've lost at the Rams. They've lost against Arizona at home. And it just doesn't feel like the same Niners team. They should have blown out Tampa last week. Jake Moody missed 3 field goals. They just couldn't capitalize. This line opened at 7. It's down to 6.5 now. That tells me that the books are comfortable taking a position on Seattle with likely the public coming in on San Francisco under the touchdown. I'll take Seattle, another one of these teams coming off a bye that really needs a big win like this. I think it's a close game. Give me the Seahawks plus the points. I'll also take the Chiefs plus 2.5 against the Bills. I know the Bills are the right side. The sports books are daring you to take the Chiefs, but this is one of those I think the public are going to be right. Mahomes, we know how great he is as an underdog, but I just think the Chiefs, when you play Kansas City, it's psychological, and these teams get so in their heads, and they know that the margin for error is so slim when you go against Kansas City. This team has found every which way to win games this season, whether it's a blocked field goal, receiver being out by a toe, pass interference to extend the game, whatever it may be. They've just found ways to win time and time again. So until a team proves that they can beat this year's version of the Chiefs, I'm not going to bet against them, especially when we're getting points. I'm going to take Kansas City plus 2.5 against Buffalo. And then finally, give me Dallas plus 7.5 against Houston on Monday night. Nobody wants to bet the Cowboys right now. They're an absolute mess. Dak's out for the year. McCarthy's going to be fired. They're already looking ahead to next season. This is a fade of Houston, though. And I don't think Houston should be laying 7.5 points on the road. Stroud in his young career, the splits are very different when he goes on the road compared to when he's at home. And look at the trends this year. Teams that play the game after the Lions. The Lions are a physical, tough, grueling team. If you watch that game on Sunday night, you just could feel it. Houston wearing down, and that's why Detroit was able to come back and win that game. I think Houston still could be feeling it a little bit. Dallas has been so bad at home this year that you just can't buy any lower than you're buying on Dallas. I think getting the hook is key. I'll take the Cowboys plus 7.5. All right, let's go to PJ's props now on Sending In. Got 5 for week 11 in the NFL. We'll start Caleb Williams, longest pass completion under 31.5 yards against the Packers. Caleb's only gone over this 3 times so far this season. I think with the new offensive coordinator there in Chicago, they're going to simplify things. They're probably going to lean on the running game a little bit. They're going to get DJ Moore going in the screen game. Cole Kmet getting going over the middle as well. Packers have a very good safety in Xavier McKinney. They are off a bye week. I think they limit the explosive plays. I'll go Caleb Williams under 31.5 longest completion. Also, give me Lamar Jackson throwing interception plus 100 against the Steelers. Now, this is only the 5th time in Lamar's career that he's playing the Steelers, which is kind of crazy. It's just the way that it's worked out. He's sat out the final game of the season a couple times because the Ravens had the 1 seed locked up. The couple years that he was injured, he missed some of these meetings against the Steelers as well. So this is only the 5th time Lamar's played against Pittsburgh. 4 touchdowns and 7 interceptions in his career against the Steelers. Now I get this is the best Lamar has ever looked. If the season ended today, he would win MVP. He's only got 2 picks so far this season, and it feels like against the Steelers defense with the price that we're getting at even money, good bet to take Lamar to throw an interception. Probably my favorite prop of the week is going to be Josh Allen over 7.5 rushing attempts against the Kansas City Chiefs. I went back and looked. Josh Allen has played the Chiefs 7 times in his career. He has gone for 8 or more rushing attempts in 6 of those 7 games, which makes a lot of sense. When these teams go up against the Chiefs, they really want to win, and especially these elite quarterbacks. Lamar ran the ball 16 times in week 1 against Kansas City. If he had a chance to scramble and pick up 3 or 4 yards, he did that. I think Josh Allen is going to look to do the same thing. I'll go over 7.5 rushing attempts for Josh Allen. Also, give me Evan Ingram over 42.5 receiving yards for the Jags against the Lions. Lions are as big a favorite we've seen all year in the NFL. They're going to beat Jacksonville. The Jags are going to be trailing for much of the game. Mac Jones is going to have to throw. And the guy that he's going to zero in on the most, I think, is going to be Evan Ingram. 8 targets last week against Minnesota. 6 catches for 40 yards. I'll take Ingram over 42.5 receiving yards. And then finally, Kirk Cousins under 32.5 pass attempts against the Broncos. Denver's got one of the best defenses in the NFL. They got a great secondary. Bijan Robinson is starting to get going here over the last couple games. I think Atlanta leans on the run game against Denver. I don't see Kirk throwing the ball over 33 times, so I'll go under 32.5 pass attempts for Kirk Cousins. All right, a promo here from our friends at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bet vultured or called back before with BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance. We're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. Place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, get your entire stake back in cash, no opt-in required. I like Jalen Hurts first touchdown tonight at 6-1. How does it work? You place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, win your wager is normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Horner, what his favorite bets are for the weekend. Matt, before we get to some of your favorite plays, what is the BetQL model like for today?
Yeah, howdy there, PJ. The model loves the Eagles tonight, -3.5. They're taking on the Washington Commanders on Thursday Night Football. Model has them as a 7-point favorite here, so clearly 3.5 is going to trigger a 5-star wager. It's a numbers play. The model scorching hot recently over the last 2 weeks. It is 11-2. On its last 13 5-star NFL wagers, so it's just been destroying it. Eagles -3.5. It's a 5-star wager tonight. Let's see if it can stay hot.
All right, very good. Matt, what about yourself? What do you like in that Commanders-Eagles game tonight?
Yeah, so as you might expect, I'm going to be probably on Washington here and fading the model, which is not good right now, but that's probably the side I'm going to be on. 79% of the cash right now is on the Eagles as the home favorites. The Eagles are on a winning streak. Washington just lost their last game. I didn't think I'd be on Washington that much, quite honestly, but recently I've been on them a couple times. And then, of course, I'm going to be on the under. Primetime unders and island games is pretty much a lock for me every single week. It's going to be a wager placed because 66% of the cash is on the over, as it usually is. So give me the Commanders and give me the under here.
Yeah, makes total sense. What about on Sunday, Matt? What do you like in NFL week 11? What are some of your favorite plays?
Okay, so this is so painful. I'm going to bet the Bears. I'm going to bet the Bears at +5.5 against the Packers. It was 6.5 originally. It's come down to 5.5, which shocked me. And then I took a look at the splits, and you're taking 9% of the handle is on the Bears. No one, no money is betting the Chicago Bears against the Packers. Why would they? The Packers own us. Yeah. And yet this line has moved from 6.5 down to 5.5 with just 9% of the handle. What am I missing here? I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to take the Bears. It's terrible, and I hate it, but I'm going to be on the Chicago Bears. And then I'm also going to take the Denver Broncos in the NFL as well in the money line. I just think, you know, they have a pretty good matchup here, and that's going to be my second play. But just the Bears are just the most disgusting thing, and that's my main highlight in the NFL.
I wanted to get there with you. I really did. Sean and I were talking about it before the show. I don't know if I could pull the trigger on Chicago. Maybe if that line goes back up to 6. How about anything in college football real quick, Matt? Anything in college that you like this week?
Yeah, I'm taking Georgia -9 against Tennessee. Again, same type of thing. 63% of the handle is on the Vols, yet this line has moved from 9 to -10 in a lot of places right now. So, again, we got kind of that reverse thing going there. Bulldogs off a loss to Ole Miss. Vols have won 4 straight games. They're laying this huge number, and the public is taking the points with the higher-ranked team in Tennessee. But I think Georgia is going to assert their dominance here at home and get to cover the 9 against the Vols.
Great weekend of football this week. Can't wait. Matt Horner joining us as he always does on Thursday right here on Send It In. Matt, good luck to you and your Bears this week. Hopefully they cover for you.
Yeah, thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, let's wrap the show with PJ's plays. Love that you guys have a bunch of questions in the chat. Parley 69, Sheet of Goat, referring to Caroline. She is awesome. Eagles money line, U.S. men's national team money line, plus 212. I'll trust you on the U.S. men's national team. I do like the Eagles tonight, Parley, so I'm there with you. B Mills, ask him, what do you think of Sam Darnold, Matt Stafford to throw a pick? Darnold, I do like. Stafford, I'd be a little bit nervous about. I think big coaching gap with Sean McVay going against Jerod Mayo. And then Drupo 6, A.J. Brown, anytime touchdown. Barkley, anytime touchdown. And Eagles, -3. I like all those quite a bit. I also like Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown tonight. I like Philly tonight, guys. I really do. I think Philly's going to win. I think they're going to cover. I think Barkley, A.J. Brown, all the stars are going to score tonight. Jalen Hurts as well. I like his price, -110. Got to love ourselves a tush push in a primetime game. Jalen Hurts finds the end zone tonight. He is my prop lock. Dog of the day, give me the Florida Gators, plus 155 outright against LSU. DJ Lagway, as long as he plays, which I think he will, I like Florida in this matchup. LSU cannot stop running quarterbacks. And then my best bet, give me the Eagles, -3.5 against the Washington Commanders. Commanders, 7-0 this season against teams with a losing record, 0-3 against teams with a winning record. Short week for that young team playing Philadelphia, who's really been good the last month of the season. I'll take the Eagles, -3.5. Once again, real quick, Hurts anytime touchdowns, the prop block, Gators outright, dog of the day, Philadelphia, -3, our best bet. Thanks again to Caroline Fenton, Matt Horner for joining us. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Kate Constable with you tomorrow. Good luck on all your bets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.